Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Good morning. My name is Professor Megan. And to be a professor in the book of Revelation, you have to be an expert at many things. Thankfully, I had my expert artists prepare our Bible reading this morning. But you also need to be an expert on health. You need to be an expert on maths. If you're an expert on maths, I don't think you need a calculator quite that big. It helps. You need to be ready for danger. Can get a bit messy in the book of Revelation. You need to know the Bible, but the most important thing is you need to start with symbols. Now, if you can bring me down, thanks, Dung, to the... There we go. Okay. We are pretty used to dealing with symbols in everyday life, whether we know it or not. Now, here are some symbols you may be familiar with. I want you to take 10 seconds with the people around you. How many of these symbols can you identify? Go. Does anyone know all the teams, all the symbols? Okay, we're going to go, Isaac, come up here, tell me. Here we go, perfectly costumed.
Eagles, bulldogs, Sydney swans, magpies, a sedan, tigers.
Oh, you missed, there was one, Port Power, that's a thing, right? Keep going. Do you know any others?
Yeah, I do, but my brain's not functioning. St. Kilda Sons, and then Mel.
Not St. Kilda Sons. Help him out.
All right. Yep. Giants.
Thank you. What's the one that he missed up the top on the your right-hand side, everyone?
Fremantle.
Good job. Hey, woo! Choose something from here. Okay, now, this is a symbol that we've moved on from LOL, meaning lots of love from people my age, but actually it means laughing out loud, to this. If someone responds to your message or puts this at the end, to me, it seems like something bad. Can someone who's under 25 tell me what it means? Yeah, come on up.
Something like death?
Does it mean something like death? Well, you'd think so. I appreciate you having a go. Grab a lolly. Anyone want to bring some nuance to that? Autumn, come up.
It kind of means funny.
Yes, it means like I'm dead. If you're my age, you might remember a puppet called Alf. Oh, Autumn, come and get a lolly, sorry. Puppet called Alf who used to say, "I kill me." Does anyone know? Nothing? Okay, thanks. Appreciate that, Alfie. It means this is funny, I'm dead. It's a kind of funny, embarrassing, sort of, but funny thing, right? Something? Okay, fine. Now, not all symbols are pictures. This is a line from a song by Connor Price. And I wonder whether anyone who is over 30 wants to come up and tell me what they think this means. What's an NPC to a blue tick? Come on. Can anyone tell me what half of it might mean? Jackie, yes. Come. A blue tick on Instagram or Twitter, meaning do you have a blue tick on? No. So it's like you're an important, yeah, it's a verified, you're famous NPC, Tony. I had to check whether someone over 50 would know. Boom. Yes, so a non-playable character in a video game, NPC. So someone that just stands there, right? That's what they do. So the comparison here is between someone who is not even a person almost to someone who is so important they've got a blue tick on Instagram or Twitter. Now, what about numbers? What does this mean?
It means that, like, you're just, like, amazing. You're just good. You're, like, you're just built different.
You're built different. Nice. Come on. Oh, here you go. You're built different. You're 100%. You're amazing. Sometimes people of my age use it to mean I agree, but I think it's actually more the, you know, I am the human form of the 100 emoji is the vibe. That's Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference, actually. Now, when it comes to the Book of Revelation, there are picture symbols, there are word symbols, and there are number symbols. In our reading today, you didn't see it on the screen, but you heard it. We encounter three different symbols for numbers. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. In the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. So we've got three numbers here, 24, 7, and 4. I'm going to start with 4. Is there any clue on here what 4 might be referring to? What can you see on here? It's the compass. So 4 in the Book of Revelation refers to all 4 points on the compass, everywhere in the whole world. So when you have 4 things like 4 winds or 4 living creatures, that represents all of creation. What about 7? There's something on here that might give us a clue for what 7 might be. Yes. Absolutely. You can come and get a lolly if you want to or get one later. 7 days of the week. So in the Bible, we read that God made the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th. The 7 is the complete week. And so when the Book of Revelation uses sevens, it means the complete fullness. It doesn't mean 7 things. It's a picture that communicated fullness and completeness. But what about 24? Anyone want to think of an idea of what 24 might mean? Someone who hasn't had a go already? Oh boy. Clements, you revealed more about yourselves then than the Book of Revelation. 24. Why is that TV show called 24? Why? It's referring to 24 hours, right? Okay, yep. Not what it means in the Book of Revelation. This is a clue for those, again, who might be older, who might have seen more of these before they became less. Okay, Guy, you know what they are. Tell me. Thank you. This is what's called the 12 Apostles down the Great Ocean Road. So that's a clue to what 24 might mean. Anyone want to have a guess? Oh, yeah.
If you double it, it would be 24.
Right. Come on. Do you want to get a lolly? If you double it, it would be 24. Now, that is a great insight. 24, oh, yes, Phoebe. The 12 tribes of Israel plus the 12 apostles equals 24. So, would you like a lolly? So here we've got, just in this section, if you know how to read the symbols in Revelation, you've got 24 thrones and elders, you've got seven lamps and seven spirits and four living creatures. So this means in the throne room of heaven, represented are the ancient and current people of God, the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles, represented by angelic beings on their behalf, the full and complete presence of the Holy Spirit, seven lampstands with seven spirits, which means we sometimes experience God's Holy Spirit in more powerful ways than others. This is beyond what you can imagine. And then all creatures from all of creation are there. Four living creatures, and you remember they were a wild beast. They were a domesticated animal. They were a bird of the air, something really different. And they were like a human being with a face of a man. All types of creatures, all of creation. That's the picture of the different tribes of Israel, and there's a lion there of Judah. Here are some more pictures, but there's some key ones. I'm going to jump ahead. The lampstand we've already looked at, the eyes. Now, did you think that was weird? Who had to draw the picture with eyes? You had one, and I think Autumn had one. Eyes means wisdom, seeing everything. So if the lamb has eyes, he has wisdom to see everything on the earth. But then there's this, a scroll. Emily's going to come and talk more about that, but I'll give you a clue. It's something to do with a plan. The scroll that they long to have opened is something to do with a plan. Thank you. Oh, I love that song. Now, continuing on with thinking a little bit about symbols, I want you to think right now, what are some things that you think of when you think of a lion? Hi. What do you think of when you think of a lion? Yeah, yell it out to me. Go, Abby. Oh, a big roar. Excellent. What else do we think of when we think of a lion? Brisbane Lions? No. But good thoughts, good thoughts. Henry, what do you think of when you think of a lion? A king. Ooh, I like that. Jermaine, what do you think of when you think of like a lion? Scary. Ooh. Any other thoughts? You're all thinking things, but you're being too shy. Autumn, what do you think of? Rainbows? Bravery, that's really good. Yes, bravery, I like that, I like that. What do you think of Lucian? Ooh, in a battle against evil and the lion wins. Good insight. So, I like those answers. Something I like to think of as well when I think of the lion, I think of something powerful, something strong, something a bit wild. This one's not so wild. I also like to think of Aslan in Narnia, because he was a lion who was the king of the whole world. Now, I want all of you, and that's not just the brave people, but everyone on the count of three to roar like a lion. Ready? One, two, three. Excellent, but you can probably do it louder. Let's try again. One, two, three. Fantastic. Now, we're going to switch our thinking. What do you think of when you think of a lamb? A lamb. Oh, little lamb. What do we think of when we think of a lamb? Henry, what do you think of? A farm. What do you think of, Tony? Slow cooked. I'll get to that. What else do we think of when we think of a lamb? Jermaine? Cute? Yes. What do you think of Abby? Soft? Yes. I think so too. Anyone brave in this whole half of the church? I will stare you down till someone puts their hand up. Autumn! A rug. I mean, you can get those cute sheepskin rugs. That works, yes? It's true. Lots of different answers there as well. Gentleness. Thank you. I like that too. And I like to think, yeah, along the same lines, something soft and cute and fluffy like a baby. Hannah, what do you think of? They're so cute. So cute and so small. Excellent. Good thinking, Hannah. Now, I made you roar like a lion. I'm going to make you bleat like a lamb. On the count of three, you want to put on your cutest little lamb bleats. Yeah? It's like a baby sheep. You ready? One, two, three. Can you be even more adorable? One, two, three. Excellent. Great. I can see people doing actions as well. I like it. I feel like when you roar, you can't roar without like doing this and bleating. Did you notice today in our Bible reading that there was a lion and a lamb? Yeah? Let me go back to the start of what we were listening to today. So we saw in those amazing pictures done by the kids in this church that at the start of this part of Revelation, we are looking at a beautiful scene that is showing us heaven. There are beautiful jewels. There's a throne that has light and thunder and lightning coming from it. And that's where God is. And then all around the throne is a rainbow and clear, calm water. And in front of God is something like the seven candles or flames. Like Megan talked about a few weeks ago, that's the Holy Spirit. Plus, as Megan just mentioned, we've got the 24 people and the four strange-looking creatures. And they're singing and praising and worshipping God all the time, like non-stop. And God has a scroll in his hand. And it's all so amazing and so beautiful. And John looks at it all and then he starts crying. And it's not happy crying, it's sad crying. And he's crying because no one is worthy. No one is perfect enough to open the scroll. And you might be thinking, you know what? Okay, that's not so bad. That's not really something to cry over. Ooh, it's just a bit of rolled up paper with seven seals on it. You know, it's not that important. But it is. It is super duper important. You see, in other parts of the Bible, there are references to a scroll like this one. And what it means is that this scroll needs to be opened for history to come to an end and for God's purposes and God's will to be completed. So opening the scroll is actually very important. So there's John. He's watching and crying, but then he hears that a lion is coming. Hooray! The lion is perfect. The lion is worthy. And he's probably thinking some of the things we were thinking about a lion, like being brave and strong. But what does he see? He hears about a lion, but he actually sees a lamb in the center of the throne room, which is weird. He was expecting a lion and he sees a lamb. Now, who remembers celebrating Passover just before Easter? Yeah? Excellent. And you know how we ate lamb? Yeah? Connected it in. We ate lamb and then at Passover. Because when God's people, the Israelites, were leaving Egypt way back in the book of Exodus, they sacrificed perfect lambs to God and used the blood of the lambs to save them when so many Egyptians died. And so the lamb described here in Revelation is supposed to remind us of those lambs. A perfect sacrifice lamb whose blood saves people. And the lamb here in Revelation is the only one in the whole universe who is worthy, who is perfect enough to take the scroll. And so the lamb goes to God and takes the scroll. And this is the biggest turning point in all of history. It is so big and so important that the elders and the creatures who have been singing the same song forever start to sing a new song. A new song about the lamb who was sacrificed so that people could be part of God's kingdom forever. Do you know who this lion and this lamb is? Who is it? Who is it? Why can't you? Who is it? It's Jesus. Yes, Jesus is his lamb. He is the powerful lion. He is the sacrifice lamb. He is Jesus in heaven. And he is the only one who is worthy and deserves all our worship. So after Jesus takes the scroll, there's this huge celebration that breaks out. And there's angels, thousands upon thousands, 10,000 upon 10,000, and worshipping Jesus. And then all the living creatures. So that's animals, people, fish, snails, orangutans, everything starts worshipping Jesus too. And you know what? When we worship God, when we sing songs together to God at church or pray or talk about how amazing Jesus is, we are joining in this celebration too. We are joining in that worship too. And because Jesus died and came back to life so that we, every single one of us, can be part of God's kingdom forever. And as Layli mentioned last week, and we just sang about, Revelation 3:20 says, in Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and they with me." Jesus wants us to invite him into our lives. That's all we need to do, to be with Jesus in his kingdom forever. Isn't that awesome? So Jesus is the forever king who we get to worship in heaven forever. But we also get to worship him now. And so now we're going to do a bit of a different sort of activity as an act of worship to Jesus. See, in the Bible, it mentions that there's a rainbow all around the throne. We're going to have a rainbow around our throne just yet. We are going to make a rainbow of worship around the throne. So Layli and her helpers are handing out bits of coloured paper and textures right now. You just need one of each. And what I want you to do, and by you, I mean every single one of you, not just people under the age of 10 or above the age of 60, but everyone. I want you to write or draw something on that paper, something about how great Jesus is, or something that you want to thank Jesus for. Okay, you might want to thank Jesus because he came and died and rose again. Or you might want to thank Jesus for chocolate. Okay? It's entirely up to you, okay? Then, once you're finished writing down these things, I'd like you to come up and you're going to make a rainbow on the floor with these bits of paper in front of the throne. This is our rainbow of worship. It's an act of worship. So, write or draw your worship on your bit of paper. Then once you're done, come up and place it around the throne and enjoy this beautiful music. Let's worship Jesus together.